part 12 of the Rainbow Children, which is called Family Name. And Prince asks in this song, what is our family name? Do we get to choose it? And we have answered through our discussions, no, not under class. The point of rule is to own us. The process of stripping us of ourselves, Prince understands well, and others have noted it in more circumscribed terms. And I include a quote that I included in Waking Up, the book, Freeing Ourselves from Work, from Sadia Hartman's Lose Your Mother, which concludes this quote, it was one thing to be a stranger in a strange land, and an entirely worse state to be a stranger to yourself. And what I argued in Waking Up, the book, is that what a system, a global system of class imposes is the circumstance that we are now all strangers to ourselves. That's the point of Alice Miller's book. And it's the point Prince is making when he says, in much fresher language than me, that when we grow as human beings, we recognize that we are all one, recognize that structures have been erected to prevent our seeing and then acting on this recognition, preventing us from continuing our growth. In one of the interviews, he puts it this way, if there's a ceiling beyond which we are not allowed to grow, we are slaves, and that's all of us, irrespective of race or nation. Class is a global system. And Proudhon is going to be helping us with this whole question of how it came to be so that we have become, in essence, property. We're going to be looking at, with our brief reading now, of Pierre Joseph Proudhon's What is Property? We're going to be considering, with the help of Prince, how we remake ourselves afresh. Because if there's one thing we get clearly from Proudhon, we need to. We are in need of remaking ourselves afresh because we are so already so horribly mutilated from even the human being that Proudhon is describing, that now that we're having these discussions, we're finally getting ourselves back on the right track of freedom. And we owe these two men, among many others, but we owe these two men enormously. We have to remake ourselves rather than let power make us. And Prince is showing us how to do it. Time to get our party on and give thanks for his lessons and for him. Quote from Pierre Joseph Proudhon, man is very willing to obey the law of duty. Man is very willing to obey the law of duty, serve his country and oblige his friends, but he wishes to labor when he pleases, where he pleases, and as much as he pleases. Nikola Tesla has said the exact same thing. Prince has said the exact same thing. They all of them use slightly different language. When you taste your true self, you get a taste of what it means to be a free being, and you know that's what you're supposed to be, and everyone else as well, and that you have no choice at that point but to fight for the conditions that will allow every single human being to live so, to live free, to live, to be their authentic self. We want to choose the circumstances of how our human energy is deployed. We want to be the ones to make those decisions. He wishes to labor when he pleases, where he pleases, and as much as he pleases. He wishes to dispose of his own time, to be governed only by necessity, to choose his friendships, to choose his friendships, his recreation, and his discipline, to act from judgment, his own thought process, not by command, to sacrifice himself through selfishness, not through servile obligation. Communism is essentially opposed to the free exercise of our faculties, to our noblest desires, to our deepest feelings. Any plan which could be devised for reconciling it with the demands of the individual reason and will would end only in changing the thing while preserving the name. Now, if we're honest truth seekers, we will avoid disputes about words. Thus, communism violates the sovereignty of the conscience and equality. The first, by restricting spontaneity of mind and heart and freedom of thought and action. In my interjection, clearly he's describing the fully developing individuality that we've been arguing must be the basic unit of political organization as we get free and in our freedom, which must be established, what freedom is, established and defined by us, by free beings. And then continuing with Proudhon. And then the second, equality, by placing labor and laziness, this is communism violating equality, placing labor and laziness, skill and stupidity, and even vice and virtue on an equality in point of comfort. For the rest, if property is impossible on account of the desire to accumulate, communism would soon become so through the desire to shirk. And we've quibbled with him on that point in earlier shows. Two, property in its turn violates equality by the rights of exclusion and increase, and freedom by despotism. The former effect of property, having been sufficiently developed in the last three chapters, which we skipped over and will have to come to in time. I will content myself, says Proudhon, here with establishing by a final comparison in its property's perfect identity with robbery. And we'll end with this final comment. If property is known by the right to dispose as one wishes of a thing existing or a thing incipient, then we are possessed by parents and markets conditionally, and by states wholly. Prince, in an interview, describes the shock with which it sank in that an industry executive was staking his claim to a song he hadn't written yet, and that he had to stop and think about that, as we should as well. Looking forward to when we get to talk about the Rainbow Children. It's been they're very thought-provoking for me, and I hope for you as well. All right, now to this outro song, which I chose only because I read an article or a brief column which in a local weekly newspaper, which complained very vociferously against singing at concerts, that this person wanted to hear only the person who he or she came to hear, their voice only, and it made me sense that maybe this person had a concept of the performer as a product that they wanted to compare with the record, and he wanted a precise, identical, miniature version, he wanted a live version of the original product to know he'd gotten his money or her money's worth. But I don't feel that, as you may have gleaned. So we're going to end with a live song, very live song from Prince called, it's this live version of Girls and Boys. Until next week, take care. I love you. Peace.
One, two, three. Girls and boys. Wait a minute. but he had grown accustomed. She had the cutie. Here too, baby. Birds do fly, say it.
I love you, baby. I love you so much.
You to hit me with that snare. Give it to me, CC. Come on.